Put on your early European history thinking cap for our GeoQuiz today. British historians are positively buzzing today about the biggest trove of Anglo-Saxon gold and silver ever found. A treasure hunter using a metal detector discovered centuries-old battle ornaments and sword fittings in Western England. One archaeologist could hardly find words to describe the treasure.
It's awe-inspiring. The quantity of it is 5 kilograms of gold, but the consummate artistry. It's a stunning collection of 7th century metalwork. And it's going to tell us so much.
The find dates back to the 7th century, but the question is not when, but where this treasure turned up. It was found somewhere near the River Trent. The river begins in Staffordshire, then flows north through valleys where an early Anglo-Saxon kingdom once flourished. Put your finger on it and name the kingdom or the region if you can. I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Rewind now all the way back to the Dark Ages for the answer to today's GeoQuiz. We were looking for the place where a trove of Anglo-Saxon gold and silver has been discovered. The World's David LaValle has details.
Imagine the surprise when 55-year-old Terry Herbert was walking across some fields in western England, and all of a sudden his metal detector started to beep like crazy. Herbert says the hairs on the back of his neck stood up. Turns out he had stumbled upon what's being called the largest Anglo-Saxon treasure trove ever discovered, a massive hoard of 7th century gold and silver, everything from sword decorations and battle armor to a crumpled cross inlaid with precious gems. Duncan Slark was the first antiquities official to inspect the objects.
So there were 5 boxes full of gold items of the highest Anglo-Saxon workmanship. It was absolutely staggering. Each item, you would look at individual items that I've never seen the like of before. So I spent 4 hours just looking through the items. And to be totally honest, I ran out of words because it was stunning.
Stunning both for its sheer beauty and for its historic value. It's been officially declared British Crown property, though it's expected Terry Herbert will be rewarded for his discovery. There are more than 1,500 artifacts to analyze. Each holds secrets.
We've got a stunning inscription, which is truly remarkable, carved on what might be the arm of a gold cross.
Archaeologist Kevin Leahy has had a chance to inspect some of the treasure.
It's from the Book of Numbers in the Bible. It reads, "Rise up, O Lord, and may thy enemies be dispersed, and those who hate thee driven from thy face."
Powerful stuff to inspire 7th century warriors as they prepared for battle. Archaeologists say this find will shed light on the Dark Ages in Europe, a time of great struggle among Anglo-Saxon kingdoms, when the English language was just taking form and the earth was flat. One question that's already got historians puzzling is who buried this stuff and why? Here's Leahy's theory.
I think they're trophies, probably from a series of battles. I think it represents someone's collection. We know from the Anglo-Saxon poem Beowulf that sword hilts, and this consists of swords, sword hilts rather than the blades, sword hilts were being taken as trophies. And that's what I suspect that we've got here. We've not seen anything like these objects before.
Another question, the one we asked in our GeoQuiz, namely, where was this treasure trove discovered? Well, it was found on some farmland in central England in what was once the Kingdom of Mercia. That's one of those Anglo-Saxon kingdoms. So the Kingdom of Mercia, located along the River Trent, now known as the English Midlands, is as close as we can get to an answer. The exact location of the discovery is being kept secret to keep looters away. For The World, I'm David LaValle.